Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 250. It's the week of October 3rd, 2017. Very grateful that you came along. Thankful that you downloaded the show. If you're a returning listener, thank you very much for being loyal to the show and coming back for another episode. If you're a new listener, I'd like to thank you for trying out the podcast, but make sure you go back and listen to previous shows before you form an opinion on just the one show, because this one's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to get away from the, I shouldn't say this is going to be different. It's really going to get back to why I do the podcast, to talk about things that are having to do with running. I'm going to get away from the some of the societal commentary that I've done in the last couple shows that I've just felt compelled to do. And I'm going to talk a little bit about race shirts. I went through my inventory of race shirts and running shirts that I've collected over the years, and I really got a lot, and I needed to thin that out some because there's some that I don't wear. So I'll kind of go through and talk about some of the stories along the way.
All right, I'm going through old running clothing. This is something I've been needing to do for a very long time. Finally going to do it. And there should be some stories in there and some of these things. I'm separating stuff that I wear from stuff that I haven't worn. I've got a whole box of stuff. And the reason I've had to move, the whole reason I'm doing this is because we have an exchange student from Spain who is using our guest room. So I've moved I have two drawers of running stuff in that room in the dresser. So I moved all that out, put it into cardboard boxes, and brought it into the master bedroom. And I've been living out of these boxes for the last several weeks. And as things get jumbled around and stuff, I realize that there are many, many shirts that I don't use anymore. And I'm probably going to go ahead and get rid of those. There's no sense in keeping them. And as I fold these up, you know, refold them and put them in new stacks, some stories will come out, like the IC8 right here. I'm not really sure when I did that because there's no year on it. Oh, yeah, there is. It's, there's no year on it. Just like Yana State Park, the IC8 8-hour race. Don't have the year on that. Actually, Tom would remember. He's the one that talked me into that. That was my first time race, I think, and I realized after that I really liked time races. Doing several since then. I've got more Patrick Henry half marathon shirts really than anything else because I've done that race 9 times. And the year 2012 was probably the year they used the best fabric for the shirt, because this shirt holds absolutely no moisture. And the brand name is, I had to put my glasses on, expertperformancet.com. And it's so thin. I'm an extra large, so I wear extra large shirts. And the shirt hangs right at the perfect length for wearing it outside your shirt. And expertperformancet.com, I'm going to go on that website and see. I'm going to go on lots of tangents here. I want a shirt that says all day, you know, or running stupid all day or something like that. It's from that guy's podcast, Running Stupid. I just like the slogan all day, and I want to get a shirt, make a shirt that says that on it to wear at some of these ultras that I do. But it's expensive to make up a one-time shirt. And here's another Patrick Henry. You know, I've still got the Patrick Henry shirt from the first year that I wear when I go out there and do that race. It's like a blanket. It's awful. And that part of t-shirt etiquette is to wear, at least try to wear the shirt from the first year that you did the race, and I've done that race several years. Let's see, I've got one from last year, same thing, Patrick Henry Half Marathon 2016. Same thing, they used the Expert. Although that fabric wasn't as good as the one from 2012 because they made the shirt a little bit longer and the shirt kind of sticks to you a little bit more than the one. I guess there's just different, it doesn't say the actual style. But I can definitely tell the difference because I sweat so much. Getting into some long sleeve shirts here now. Richmond Marathon 2011. Pretty non-exciting shirt. It's not one I really wear that much, even in the winter. It's just kind of a blah, blah. I've done that marathon several times. I don't really know exactly how many, maybe five. Baltimore Marathon 2012. That's Under Armour, so it's a different style of shirt, an Under Armour shirt. All the Baltimore shirts, marathon shirts that I have, which is just two, are very cool. I've still got the one from the first year I did it, which is a black shirt. I'll get to that down in there in a little bit. Always like those because they're a little bit fuller than these cheap shirts that Richmond gets, which looks like it's brand name of that. It's so small I cannot see. Let me put it in the light and see if I can tell what it is. Virguio. Oh, it can't be that. Let me get my magnifier out here. This is terrible. It is, you know, it's so small. I think it's Ver. All right, I need the magnifier. That bigger. There we go. It's Virgo3.com is what it looks like, is the fabric that they use, or the brand. Wouldn't recommend that. Under Armour seems to be a really good running shirt. And I've got one of my original Nike white long sleeve shirts that I've had pretty much since 2006, if you can believe it. I remember I bought a couple long sleeve Nike shirts when I first started getting back running seriously. And then I've got a red one too. These things have really held up over the years. Haven't gotten pit stain really like some of these others have that I wear repeatedly. I like to wear these a lot. The white one's a little bit too long, so I have to tuck that one in because it kind of goes really, really damn long. I think I can get rid of some of these shirts. I'll have to. Okay, got the big ugly running posse shirt that Dr. Smitty gave me. It's an extra large, and unfortunately, it's a little snug around my gut, so I can't really wear that by itself. I have to wear that underneath something else if I'm going to wear that. So sorry about that, Greg, but he did give me a tank top that I think he gave it to me at the Night Train Ultra Marathon when we met up. And I just put that on and showed my wife, and she said, no, you're not a tank top guy. All right, got the... So I'll just wear it around the house to be obnoxious. So right now I'm looking at a North Face shirt. This is the one I got from the North Face Endurance Challenge, the first 50-miler I did. Oh, what was that, 2010, I think. And this is probably one of the worst shirts I have. It's so blah. It has a logo on the sleeve. It's a gray shirt with white panels down the sides. And it just says Endurance Challenge on the right sleeve, a real faint logo, you can barely see it. And of course, it has the North Face logo on the front. This is a shirt that I hardly wear because it just kind of sucks. It's nothing exciting about it. It doesn't really bring back good memories at a 50 because it has no reference to being a 50-mile or anything like that, which is in some ways kind of fun to get a shirt, you know, when you run that far. So I'm not really sure what stack that one's going to go in. All right, here's the other Baltimore shirt, Baltimore Marathon. That was, doesn't have a year on it here. Oh, 2007, wow. Yeah, I think that was my second marathon, if I'm not mistaken. First one being Richmond, 2006. This is a black shirt, Under Armour. Again, one that I still have, still wear. It's an awesome shirt. I didn't realize it was, that one's pretty old now. Oh, got the one from Tom's effort at the 100-miler. Front says it, in it for the long run. The back, Team Tom. This is a great shirt. Tom didn't finish that race, but it doesn't diminish his effort one bit. I do like the shirt, so I'm going to keep that. Put that in the stack of, I guess I think I've probably worn it once or twice since September of last year. Because it's always been at the bottom of the drawer, just the way it's worked out. Alright, got a gray, I think this is a graveyard shirt. No, this is a, oh, this is the one from Michigan, Trail Weekend, the Pinckney Trail Marathon. This is a real good one, it's black. And that one falls just right too, but the fabric itself is not really that good for wicking, and there's no way I can wear black outside. But I am going to keep that shirt, because it reminds me of my great trip to Michigan, which was really good. Another Richmond Marathon shirt from 2009. This one's pretty good. This is the, gosh, I'm not sure which. Maybe the third time running Richmond, I think. Maybe second, I can't remember. It's a good shirt. So I got separate panels on the side, so it's kind of a roomy shirt for big guys like me that are kind of big around the midsection. I'll keep that one because it's always good to have extra long sleeve shirts in the winter around here when it gets cold. Here's one that I don't really wear that much. It is an Under Armour shirt, but it's more of a kind of a cotton blend. This is from the 20th anniversary of the B&A Trail Marathon, Baltimore and Annapolis. Did this back in 2011. I've done that one twice. That was the, I think I did the first time. I don't remember what shirt I got from the first time. This is from the second one I did. This was the first time I broke 4.5 hours in a marathon when I did this race. I'm guessing 2008, maybe. Maybe before that. Up in Severna Park, Maryland. I don't really care for this shirt too much because it has a weird neck that doesn't really fall right. I guess I'll keep it only because it's a cool long sleeve shirt to wear under other stuff. And you know how shirts can eventually get pit stained, although they don't get pit stained that bad in the winter. Hopefully everybody out there knows what pit stain means. It's just when you get really, really nasty stink going in a shirt that doesn't wash out. Another Richmond Marathon shirt, 2013. This one's orange. Again, looks like the same. What amazes me is how you can barely see the brand of the shirt. Sportsbackers puts their logo in it. It's an orange shirt. I've always liked it. The problem with some of these Richmond Marathon shirts is that you see so many of them around town when you're out running and stuff. So having that shirt is really not that unique like you would from an ultra marathon or if you went and did an out-of-town marathon. Okay, one of my Dahlgren Heritage Rail Trail 50K shirts. This one's 2016. It's orange. I do like the orange. This one's a very roomy shirt that with the sleeves unfortunately fall down just a little bit too long to wear that to the gym or anything like that. It's a good shirt though for running in because it's very highly visible. Oh, here's the Keys 100 shirt that I got from 2011. Did the 50 miler of that. This is a great shirt with a great logo on the front and back. But here's the problem. It's so thin. You can kind of see right through. I got chest hair and you can see right through the shirt and it's kind of nasty. But it's a really cool shirt. Unfortunately, it's just not. It's not the kind of shirt that you can wear by itself. You kind of have to wear something under it. Come to think of it, maybe I'll put this in my regular drawer and then just wear this with a t-shirt underneath, which I can probably get away with. It's a sports science shirt. It's a good shirt. It's just too thin for me because it's white. But I'm not going to get rid of that. In fact, I'm going to move it over to the regular t-shirt drawer because that would be kind of cool to wear around. But you have to wear something underneath of it. Blue Ridge Marathon 2013. This is a great shirt. Unfortunately, it's just a little bit tight around the gut, even for an extra large. But the cool thing about this shirt is that on the front it says America's Toughest Road Marathon. That's the Blue Ridge Marathon in Roanoke, Virginia, which I did with Sandy back in 2013. One of my best marathon experiences because it was we pretty much did the whole race together, except for a little bit there where we got split up just as we were doing some walking, but our goal was really just to kind of do it together. And man, you climb some mountains in that marathon, one of the funnest ones I've ever done. Don't know if I'll really be back for that because I know what the experience is, but I would recommend it to anybody who's looking for a really hard road marathon up and down, not hills, but you know, you do climb two mountains. And the cool thing is when you climb one of the mountains, you can actually see the next mountain you have to climb when you're at the top of that one, with the highlight being running past the Mill Mountain Star. The reason that race had significance to me is because I used to live in Roanoke, and when I was a little boy, my parents would take us up, our family up, to see the star, which is a big fluorescent star that's on the top of Mill Mountain. All right, Charlottesville Marathon. No year on this. Let's see. No year on this one. I'm trying to remember. I've done the Charlottesville Marathon twice. First time I broke 4 hours and 4.5 hours. The second time I don't remember. I think this might have been one of the years that I did like three marathons in a row to get in Marathon Maniacs. This is a good shirt. Unfortunately, it's just a little bit big for extra large to to wear out running because it hangs really low, and so when you run, it kind of pulls up your pants a little bit in the back because it grips the pants, and you have to keep adjusting your clothes. But it's a good shirt to wear under stuff, and I think I might have worn it to the gym when it didn't really matter because when you're in the gym, you know, you're not running. Oh, I've still got a bunch more in here. Got one. This is the one from the Dahlgren Trail Half Marathon earlier this year in February. They did something really awful. They did a black shirt, really thin, but they did a pink logo on the front. So I'm not really sure if this is a shirt that I'll wear, but I'll give it a chance because it's still a new shirt. Sometimes you just need a fresh shirt. Ashland Railroad Run, what year? The 38th annual. So that would have been 2 years ago because we got the 40th coming up April of next year. I think I got this one just for being a race starter. Again, this is a good brand. They're using Port & Company now, real thin. But again, the sleeves hang just a little bit too long for my taste. Otherwise, it'd be a really good shirt to run in. I hate that when the sleeves hang lower than the crease of the elbow. I don't care for that too much. All right, this is from the Annapolis 10 Miler 2011. And this was the year they didn't do the race because the hurricane or the tropical storm, I want to say Isabel. Gosh, I can't remember. And it couldn't have been that one. This was the year that the skylight in my house started flapping when the tropical storm came through. And my daughter was 5, so these were sent out, or my buddy Lemmings picked mine up for me because they gave them out anyway, even though they canceled the race, even though the Patrick Henry Half Marathon was held the day before and we had the same storm conditions. But I wrote DNS on it with the black magic marker over the logo because I did not start that race. But the garment itself was just too good not to let it go because it's long sleeve, got a little zipper pouch on the front, a zipper neck. This is a great cold weather running outfit because it's got a long green stripe down the sleeves. This is definitely one I'm going to keep because I've worn it several times. It falls perfectly at the waist for running, and that is thicker than a regular long sleeve, so I'm going to put that in a special pile. All right, I got another LL Bean. This is something I used to ride when I rode my bike. I'm going to keep it only because it looks nice, but boy, I've had this a long time. Not much to say about that. It has nothing to do with any races. Oh, what do you know? Another Patrick Henry. Oh, my Marathon Maniac shirt. Yeah, I got this one after I got accepted on the lowest version, which is 3 marathons in 90 days. That's the one of the, or 2 marathons in a weekend, something like that. I think it's the lowest entry. Marathon Maniac number 1319, I think, is my number. They're up in the 5 digits now. I have worn the Marathon Maniac shirt 2 marathons because people who are in Maniacs will find you and you start conversations. But this is weird. But one thing I have found is that sometimes people talk to you too much. And there have been some times that I've gone to marathons and I have not worn that shirt only because I want to be a little bit more incognito. But if you go to a marathon, and you're in the Maniacs, and you'll already know this if you're in Marathon Maniacs. All you gotta do is wear a Marathon Maniac shirt, and you're gonna get people talking to you, and you can go up and talk to others, and you'll have many friends at a marathon, regardless of your pace. That's one thing I've found. And it's a great organization. I've just let my dues lapse. It was kind of a novelty at the time, and kind of moved on to some other things. Running tights, which are kind of hard to believe I have, but they are effective. All right, I got a couple law enforcement torch run shirts in here, they're black and they're god-awful graphics, and I'm going to give these away. I don't wear them only because police just really don't get graphics right when it comes to making shirts. They just really never have. Solid Blue Champion running shirt, which I gotta keep because this is one of the original ones I had. Well, I think part of this exercise is getting rid of stuff. Maybe I will get rid of that. It's in good shape. think I will. I don't wear it. Give that one away too. All right, getting close to the bottom of the box. The Graveyard. Graveyard 100 shirt. I'm gonna keep that one. Let's see, there's no year on this because I think he was going to use shirts. But unfortunately, that race is defunct now. It's Brandon Wilson was the race director and had it for several years. I ran it the first year, did the 100K. And then that was it for the 100K. I think there might have been one the next year, but then he got rid of that and just focused on the 100-miler. And then something happened between and his family and... He no longer does that race, and the race doesn't happen anymore. In fact, his whole company, Race ENC, or Race Eastern North Carolina, is completely gone. I made some good friends volunteering at the finish line of that race. And as a matter of fact, I might have already put this in the last podcast, but at the Night Train Ultra Marathon, I did run into some people that knew Frank, who was the photographer for Brandon in that race, out of a running club called... the Mangum Track Club, which is like Eastern North Carolina. And I think, I can't remember the guy's name. Paul, I think his name was. It was in the last podcast. I think I mentioned his name. A guy, one of Dr. Smitty's friends that I met, that we knew some of the same people, which is what Ultra Run is all about, is making those connections. And you never know when you run into those people again. All right, this is probably one of the ugliest ones I have. This was the 8K I did with Ashlyn Bryan in 2016 in November. That was we procrastinated and couldn't get in and run the half marathon, so we did the 8K because the half marathon was just way too expensive. And this shirt is so ugly, I'm not even going to describe it, but it's going to go in the pile of stuff to give away. I'm not ashamed to have a shirt that says 8K by any means. It's just that it's ugly and it's at the bottom of this box, which means I don't wear it. Some other stuff here that's not from races. I can't believe all this stuff in here. Bike shorts, swimsuits. Man, this stuff should have been cleared out a long time ago. Ah, here's a good one. This is from. This is from the Mississippi Trail 50 I did. The Carl Touchdown Memorial Mississippi Trail 50. This is a windbreaker that looks like a golfing windbreaker. This is one of the coolest things I got from that race, and it just goes to show you how basic some ultra running is. It's just embroidered on the front. It just says Carl Touchstone Memorial Mississippi Trail 50. Back when I did the podcast summary of that race, I talked about Carl Touchstone a little bit because I met his widow. But the cool thing about this is that there's a little pocket right behind the neck where you can put your iPod in and then pull the strings out the back through a little, a little sealed hole. And then that way you can have your iPod running right behind your neck, which makes kind of little sense because then you can't change the song or the podcast too much unless you know which direction it's in the back there and you know which way is forward and backwards. But this is cool. Rain repellent, water repellent, and I've worn this in the rain already, and it's really good. In fact, I forgot that I had it at the bottom of this box here, so I'm going to keep that. Found some socks, some wind briefs, and my long running pants that are split in the crotch. I probably need to replace those. Another Ashland Railroad shirt, Ashland Railroad Run. 2015. Again, I got this from Working the Race, directed it for several years. I really like to see the participant numbers go up in that race. It's gone down. It's a great shirt. It's thin. When I was directing the race, that's when we went to a shirt that's like a wicking shirt or, you know, one of these light things. And now there's a little bit of a trend. It seems to go back to a cotton t-shirt because kind of hard to wear all these workout shirts, you know, when you're with shorts and stuff. I know some people do. I always thought that looks kind of strange when you're going to a social function and you're wearing like a shirt from a race that's not like a cotton t-shirt. All right, that's it for this box. I'm not sure if I want to hit that next box yet or not. Okay, so out of 28 shirts so far, gotten rid of 4. That's that's not good. I'm going to the next box. All right, here's the one from the Powhatan Christmas Tree Run, which I like this shirt because it's so light. 2011 was a 10K trail run out in Powhatan, Virginia. I really liked it. The only problem with it, it's short sleeve and has a picture of a Christmas tree on the front. So I was wearing it, I guess, a week or so ago. That's number 29. And some of the guys are kind of making fun of me for wearing a shirt that had a Christmas tree on it. But I like the shirt and I'll keep it. 2014 Dahlgren Heritage Red Trail 50K. Same version as the orange one, but this one's yellow, and I've always liked this shirt. And doesn't stink that much yet. 30 shirts. Alright, got a bunch of shorts here I need to go through someday. Man, this is a long overdue project here. I've got stuff in here I don't remember. Oh, Richmond Marathon 2012. The 35th running of that race. Again, very unexciting. Non-exciting. Basic dark blue shirt, which I'm going to put in the long sleeve pile. And then I think I'm going to have to get rid of some of those long sleeve shirts because they're just dumb. Some of them are just dumb. That's a railroad run shirt from 2014. It seems like the race director at this point changed to a different shirt because this one's heavy. And the logo's really cool. It's just that the shirt itself is not a very good fabric for sweating. It stimulates sweating, in my opinion, worse than cotton does on a hot day. Long sleeve Marathon Maniac shirt, one of my favorite shirts. I got this when I was kind of into doing marathons a whole lot, just the marathon distance, which is still cool. And that way I could wear a different shirt other than the traditional yellow one to races. I'm going to keep that because I like that a lot. The original Patrick Henry Half Marathon shirt. That would have been 2007. And the reason this shirt sucks so much is because the sleeves are they're disproportionately long to the rest of the shirt. That's a Leslie Jordan shirt, I think. It's awful fabric. However, what I do is I roll the sleeves up. I should get my mom to take these in some and re-sew it. She's good with the sewing machine. I just kind of roll the sleeves up some to make it to the length that I like. And then I just wear this and sweat through the whole race, which we'll do again this year. And I need to sign up for that. It's the end of August. In fact, I need to make sure I do that. That's like 32 shirts in that pile right there. And I don't know why I won't get rid of some of those. Dahlgren Trail Half Marathon 2014. This is the one that Ashland Bryan and I did together. It's a fluorescent green shirt. It's great for visibility. And it's a little bit shorter than the other Dahlgren shirts in years past, which is why I like it. And I'm really particular. That's like 35 shirts now. It's crazy. That is a Shamrock Marathon shirt. 2010. This is the one I did with Team Doom way back. That was a lot of fun. I'm going to keep that shirt because it's a good one. It's a good memento. Of course, it's another long sleeve shirt, which the stack of long sleeve shirts is getting pretty big here. I might have to take a picture of this and put that on. I think I'm going to do that. Maybe put this in the podcast next time. Guess would be another Patrick Henry Half Marathon shirt, 2015. Again, this is that expertbrand.com. It's this one that I talked about several minutes ago. Just really, really light. Hardly holds any moisture at all, which to me are the best shirts. They're so thin. I'm going to go on that website, I think, this afternoon and take a look at those, because that would be a really good fabric if I can find that to get that shirt made for me. Maybe me and Lummis can get shirts done like that. We can be twins at our next race together. We've only done the one race together, the Baltimore, and he's done some ultras. Aston Railroad Run from 2012. This was a logo that I was involved with. Again, fluorescent green. Good shirt. I'll just keep these. Why not? At this point, I'm not throwing anything else away. I'll go back through here. Oh, another Patrick Henry half marathon shirt. Again, same fabric as before. Just hardly holds anything. This was for a couple years they did shirts with different colors, panels on the side. This sleeve is coming undone, so I think it's probably time to get rid of this one. I'll give that one away. All right, got rid of one more. Getting down to the bottom here. This is it. Mississippi Trail 50 Trail Run 2016 black shirt. I like this one a whole lot. I like wearing shirts that have 50 miles on to kind of show off. You know, anybody that does 50 miles would want to show off. Although people who look at the shirt probably have no idea what it is because they probably don't know that people will run 50 miles because it is nuts. Oh gosh, I think that's the end. The rest of this box is socks and other stuff that I need to go through and get rid of stuff that I'm not using anymore. It's like, I got like 15 bandanas, gloves, all kinds of stuff in here. Hand warmers, neck guards, hats for running, pace. I got a pace band in here for an 11 hour pace band, and I think I carried this in my pouch when I was down in Mississippi because that's when I broke 11 hours, which was really cool. I still can't believe I did that. All right, I'm gonna go through these again and get rid of some more shirts.
And I only got rid of a few. Probably need to go through them again. Maybe I'll do that at some other point in time. I'm going to save the email bag section for the next episode, which will be 251. And hopefully you come back for that episode at ashlanddave.podbean.com. If you want to contact me, you can reach me at ashlanddave@gmail.com. That's ashlanddave at gmail.com. And let me know where you hail from, what kind of running you do. And appreciate you downloading the show, and I'll be back soon with another episode. This is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running. Don't forget to hug your kids, and y'all have a good week.